Pray much Vani prayer. I began. Jai Nityali Lakavishta, Om, the Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The son of the Lord said, no, no, you say, Om, Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Pai Vajapacharya, Sodha Satishri Prima.
Not to lead up to
they want to say it a second way. But I know, now I understand that that is second class. It's better to say Nityalila Kavistha. So he said, this one devotee said, no, we don't think that Prabhupada has gone to his Nityalila. He's here, so we want to say Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa.
But there is also Nityalila.
Nityalila is here too.
Yeah, also.
Nityalila doesn't mean he's gone.
No, no. He's better. Yeah. He's Nityalila. In Vrindavan. Not to go anywhere. Krishna has not gone anywhere.
Yeah.
Radhika ji has not gone anywhere. They are in Vrindavan.
But Jamuna Devi is superior.
Mostly.
Because of Radha.
Somewhere it is written that Namore Namore Maya Tulasi Maharani na. That is.
Yeah.
Those who don't know relation and they are not entered in bhakti cult, they say no sambandh again.
When we pray Vishaka Devi, we say Devi.
That Goswami Tulsi Devi and also that Tulsi. But they don't know if this should not disturb their mind. That is too light.
We should always be thinking in relationship to Radharani.
Huh?
We must think in relationship to Radharani.
If you have grief to enter in Vrajalila, if you tell Vrinda, Yamuna, in Vrindavan, Yamuna Maya, they will be angry. Yamuna, Vrinda, Tulasi, all. If you tell Maya.
Yamuna Devi herself will be angry.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh. Understand?
Yes. Now what should I do?
As you like.
I think I have to take shelter of you to become free from their anger.
Now they will laugh. If you tell like this, they will laugh.
We are very happy today that we can have His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, with us, since every day whenever we go on parikrama, we are always reading from his book. And today we have the person and not just the book, so we do not have to read books today, but we will be able to hear personally from the person. So having said this, now I will let Srila Narayan Maharaj speak.
In Hindi, I say this. Now you have come to Ravel. Ravel is the place of mother-in-law of, father-in-law of Srimati Radhika.
Father-in-law,
Maharaj.
I mean, Radhika Vallan.
Vishwabhanu Maharaj.
Father-in-law
of Vishwabhanu Maharaj. Mama Tia.
Maternal uncle.
Maternal uncle. And maternal uncle of Srimati Radhika. You see that here, at first Jamuna was used to
flow.
Now it has gone a mile far away. But at that time Jamuna was here. When Krishna took place and took birth in Gokul, Narad was searching that his Lajni Shakti should surely come. So he was searching that where is his Lajni Shakti Srimati Radhika. He came to this place and asked Vrishbhanu Maharaj that if you have any child or not. He told that I had a very good son, and he spoke to Sridham. Sridham was some elder to Radhika. He told that if you have any daughter, he replied that, yes, I have very beautiful daughter. How you got it? He told that about 6 or 7 days before, I went to Jamuna in morning about 4, and I saw that in Jamuna there were several lotus flowers. Jisko sahasra dal kahate hain, sahasra dal kamal.
It is so many petals.
He said that a very beautiful
baby
is playing, laughing, and he's chewing,
sucking
his fifth finger, old finger.
Toe.
And he is doing his tricks here and there and laughing. He at once took that baby in his lap and became very much pleasant. And he at once returned to home there. His home is there. Jamuna was flowing there. And he give it to in the laps of Kritika Devi. He has a boy but not any daughter. So he became also so much
happy.
And here after 5 or 6 days Narad came and saw that child or that baby. We will tell about this in Monday. Gaur Pramanande Radharani ki jai Maharani ki jai
Radharani ki jai Maharani ki jai
Radharani ki jai Maharani ki jai
Radharani ki jai
Radharani ki jai Maharani ki jai
Radharani ki jai Maharani ki jai
Arani ki jai Maharani ki jai
Radharani ki jai Maharani ki jai
Radharani ki jai Maharani ki jai
Radharani ki jai
Radha Kunda Vali ki jai jai jai
Radha
श्रीमती राधिका देवी की जय। विश्वभांग नंदिनी श्रीमती राधिका की जय। श्री कृष्ण चंद्र की जय। गौर प्रमानंद।
कुछ बोल करके
अभी देरी है, उनका आरती में देरी है, तब तक हम लोग ये सुरक्षित डाउन Narad came to this place, as I have told before, when Narad came to this place and asked Vrishabhanu Maharaj that whether you have any daughter or not, he sought that daughter. Narad saw Srimati Radhika and became so pleased here. Narad wanted to see Srimati Radhika alone, not with anyone else. So he pretended something and told Vrishabhanu Maharaj that I am also an astrologer. I want to see the hand of this baby. For this, you should bring flour, rice, kumkum, and other things, and Jamuna water. So by saying this, he sent Vrishabhanu Maharaj so that he went to bring all these things. In the same time, he prayed Srimati Radhika to give his real darshan, Kishori. He was praying so many shlokas, power and stuti, which has been written in Brahmanda Puran or other Puran. That a sloka is also from there, that is Krishna Kalunasana Dindam Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari. All these slokas, there are about 16 slokas there. He prayed. At once Srimati Radhika showed his actual swarup in Kishori Radhika, so much ornamented, so beautiful, he became senseless. At once Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra and all other sati appeared there, and Lalita kept his hand on the head of Narad and told that you should be incensed, and what you want you can beg from Srimati Radhika. Then he came to sense, and he was about to beg anything, but at once he disappeared. Narad began to lament and he became so much dukhi,
unhappy.
In the meantime, Vrishabhanu Maharaj came there and saw that Narad was so sad. But Narad Rishi again came in senses, and he उन्होंने छिपा दिया. He checked his mood and laughing, he began to say, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, that yes, bring all these things. He did abhishek of Srimati Radhika, baby. and took her hand in his hand and told that, oh, she is very, very fortunate. Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, and all will do aradhana of this baby. And in whole world, who is so much strong, shaktishali, and who is God of God, he will be the husband of this daughter. This daughter will cook anything, and it will be more than nectar. And he, those who will take that food that she will cook, he will never die, and he can conquer whole world. But there is something so that I don't want to disclose you. Then he began to ask Narad repeatedly that, what is that? As if we have nothing in our hand, but we will do like this. What is in my hand? Everyone wants to know what is in his hand. So Narad Rishi saying this, he increased the curiosity of Vrishabhanu Maharaj to know what is the fact behind. Then Narad told that after age of 13, she will have to feel some separation. But yet, she will be so fortunate. After that, all world, even in Golok, Vrindavan also, everyone will worship this baby. And you should keep it very carefully and serve her. Then saying, he went to Govardhan. There is a place, Narada Kunda there. And there he authorities and did aradhana of Srimati Radhika for thousand and thousand years. But for why? Because he is the associate of Narayan. He is the das. He is the servant of Narayan. But anyhow, he also wants to serve Krishna and Srimati Radhika. So he worships Srimati Radhika like Lakshmi in Belban. But in Belban, Lakshmi did very hard austerities, but yet she could not enter in Vrindavan Rasasthali. So we heard and read that Narad did very hard austerities as Radha Narada Kund in Govardhan, but yet he has not yet had the service of Srimati Radhika, or he has service. We cannot actually. So the pleasing of Radhika is more than pleasing of Krishna. If Srimati Radhika is pleased, then Krishna automatically become pleased. So our all Goswamis has wish that Srimati Radhika is our Aradhya Devi. Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami has also said like this, that Tavai Vasmi, Najivami Tvaya Vina, Iti Vijjaya Radhe, Sangnaya Mama Charanantike. I am yours and yours and yours, not of any other else. What to say other? I am not to Krishna. So be pleased and be pleased to me and give your service. I want to be your Palyadasi. So everywhere it has written in Goswami's book that Srimati Radhika is our Aradhya and Krishna is Pran Priyatam of Srimati Radhika. So we have connection with only Radhika. We have come to this place, we should praise Srimati Radhika that she should bestow her mercy upon us that we can be qualified to be a Raganuga also. And he should keep us or she should write our name in the register of her maid servant. Gaur Pramanande. Now you can give.
We can give some. Everyone can give some pranami.
Mahaprabhu. Srinath Kulsini, Sarurupi Sahishmuna, Amani, Manaden. You are qualified with these four qualities. So you praise your Lord. This will go.
When you sing any shloka or a song, it has very good effect.
Not making me anything.
No, you are what you are.
I used to song at first, at the time of Swamiji or Gurudev Maharaj, but I have left the song. My wish is also become, I become also old. I have forgotten all songs. Swami used to have a special kartal for all this. Not anything, only kartal.
Now where we are going? Mahama?
This area over here. That old area over here.
Huh?
This old place over here.
Huh.
What is this? This old temple?
Temple. And Vrishbhanu Maharaj's old home was there.
Yeah.
And at that time it was a very rich place. So many Gwala were there. Gops were here.
But there's some broken down bricks and everything over here, a temple or something. Nothing. Nothing special.
1,000 years before, if anything has been built, all smashed and finished.
Yeah. Raghunath Das Goswami has prayed that Srimati Radhika has taken birth from the mind of Kirti Das.
Oh, I used to tell, there are so many things to tell. at least.
No.
Some has wondered. That is culture. Sometimes you check but from the Sutika at Barsana. Sometimes she take birth by the womb of Sushika Sundari in Barsana. Sometimes lotus flower at Barsana in Prithubhanu Sundar. So all are right according to
the day of Brahma's day.
In Brahmanda Puran, it is has been told for only this Brahma's day, that he took birth from the flower in Jamuna. Here. But one thing is that anywhere it is not written.